Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Averill steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fonseca for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. Schult scores. Kress moves to second. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shang is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up beyond short. Kress can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Gardner moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 0 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crowder moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crowder moves to third. Blue moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crowder scores. Blue moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Schult bunts for a single. O'Rourke moves to third. Maynish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball towards center. Averill catches it and throws to first to double up Schult. O'Rourke tags and scores. It's 4-2. Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crowder bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to third for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Schulte strikes out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynish. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Wes Farrell. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-3 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shang takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter pinch hits for Carl Lind. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing second base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Rourke for the out. Two outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.